Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cannabis Hangout. You are listening to episode number 9. And today we are doing a cannabis conversation with our friend Jacob. Jacob also happens to be our beats guy for all of our intro music, and he edits our podcast episodes for us. So we love him for that. So please welcome Jacob.
Welcome, young Jacob.
Thank you.
Saw, would you like to start? We're just going to kind of roll with this conversation. We're just going to have a few questions and just have fun with it and just hit on some really cool cannabis industry things.
And our leading question is, Jacob, how long have you been smoking?
Well, I think I smoked a few times in high school, maybe like once or twice. I was big into sports and mm-hmm. not so much into the cannabis, but once I got to college, probably smoked a couple times freshman year, and then I just really started enjoying it. It was a good way to blow off steam and going to class all day. I eventually started smoking and going to class, but
I wish I would have done that back in college. Yeah. Probably would have made for a better experience.
Yeah, it helped for like kind of some of the more like earth science classes, like when we were drawing a bunch of diagrams and stuff. It was always fun to and learn about like fossils and stuff. I did geology.
So what'd you go to school for? Yeah.
I went to school for geology. That was really like college was when my smoking career started. You could say I smoked, just a
smoking career. I like it.
Yeah, full-time hot job.
it really helped relax me. And, the stresses of school and just doing fraternity stuff too. That stressed mm-hmm. me out a lot. Cannabis was always a good kind of just chill session. And then getting into music, it was always another reason.
Dope. Do you remember your first experience in high school?
Yeah, I smoked. I think it was after a football game. It was the night after a football game we had just played. I smoked with some buddies actually at my old middle school. We smoked like
risky.
Yeah, it was really kind of like memorable. Oh no, the first time we went back to the elementary school and smoked out of an aluminum can, and that was horrible.
Horrible, yeah. But you do it with you got.
Right. I didn't know any better, and it was awesome actually.
Yeah,
it wasn't horrible. It was really great.
It did what it needed.
Love that.
To do, huh?
Yeah, we were eating Lay's potato chips, and I was like running up and down the street, feeling like I was really fast.
Cannabis and working out.
Yeah, it was great.
These are good combos.
I love that.
But so yeah, it was a couple of times in high school. And then I did so much like sports and all. I was very busy. And then like when college hit and it was just class and just like chilling, and I really enjoyed it. And then music came big into my life, and that also was perfect combo.
Mm-hmm.
So. I can imagine music and cannabis are probably go very well hand in hand. So do you have like, so you're a medical patient, do you have a routine? Like, so I've been smoking for a long time, and I feel like since I've become a medical patient, I've finally figured out what my routine is. Like before I knew, but I feel like I was an amateur before, and I mean, I'm not a pro, but I know how to medicate during the day. I know what to do for certain, you know, scenarios, how my body reacts, et cetera. Do you have a routine? And if so, what is it?
I don't really like have so much a routine, but
do you start your morning with cannabis?
really depends on like kind of what I'm doing that day. If I have work or if I'm going into the field or doing something like real serious. Like I'm now doing kind of water resource engineering stuff. So if I'm going like out to a rig or something like where I gotta focus, I can't be doing that. But if I'm chilling and about to make music or if I'm cooking and have some time, if I just have some time to do. To think or just chill. I will definitely smoke, and
there's a time and a place for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to manage that a lot in school too. It was the same. Yeah. I wasn't going to like every class stoned all the time. It was just kind of when it felt I made mistakes, but I usually figured out kind of when and where.
When was the best time
totally
for you?
Mm-hmm. So I think I know the answer to this question, but what's your favorite way to smoke?
Definitely joints.
I knew it. That's a toe brand. I was like, I already know the answer to this question.
But Jacob's
I'm just
a joint boy.
What's your favorite kind of smoke? Like, I know you love flower, but is there like a strain that you really just love? A company that you really just flower, like a dispensary or like growers that you love?
My ideal flower would be grown in what is called like living soil, and it would be grown outside. And get the full spectrum of the sunlight and get the full ability to kind of eat on its own and have healthy microbes there. That would be my ideal flower to smoke, would be nature grown almost, kind of managed with love.
So you grow your own flower?
This is my actual, since I got the license, first season to do that. And I kind of came into it more from a perspective of kind of geology and soil and that, like loving kind of nature through that lens. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like getting super stoked on cannabis.
Yeah, and all the medicinal properties, just like the love and the bond of taking care of it. But then you also get, it'll be rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I've never looked at it like that. It's like raising a child, kind of. No, it's not to everyone who raise people who raise children, but I mean, kind of, because I feel like there's so much that goes into like growing a plant, just like an everyday plant versus growing cannabis. Like I hear from so many growers that there's so many. I mean, first of all, there's so many different ways to grow. And there's so many different, like everyone has their own process, but it's like raising your own child and then getting to smoke your child, you know?
Yeah, wow, that's kind of an awful analogy.
I mean, that's not what I meant, but y'all know what I mean.
I feel you. It's some people grow for, making a living, and there's certain like techniques that are necessary for growing in a greenhouse. Like you, all these other problems that kind of would arise from trying to grow at a certain rate. But
so what do you look for when you when you go by flower? Because I know, I mean, there's certain things that I look for, like, you know, no mold, crystals, you know, just smell. But I know that you're really natural and you love, like, you know, flower that's grown through the sun. And so what do you look for, just for people who don't know what to look for when you go by flower?
Well, I guess at the base level, I like to use my nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I smell for. I almost smell before I look, and then I like an indica personally. But so I'll kind of look through that indica, and then if I can get information on if it's grown in soil or outside, like ideally. But I'm not too picky at this rate, but I'll use my nose mostly.
Totally.
And I mean, definitely trichomes and all of the crystally, all that good stuff.
Is there things that you stray away from?
Nothing I can really say. I mean, I don't necessarily buy a lot of sativa, but
ooh, I love sativa. That's my favorite.
I'll have like a small amount for like a daytime if I'm like working out in the yard or something.
Yeah.
But I'll stay away from the stuff that smells like a rubber ball.
Yeah.
Too much. Like, it just smells too gas. Sometimes I'm just like, whoa.
Saying you're not big in edibles, but recently you guys
gotten
into edibles. So tell us about that. How's that been?
It's good.
Have you been experimenting?
I mean, I haven't gone like over the 30 or 50 range in a while. Like last time I took a quad dose of Chupa Chups a while back.
Wow.
This was like freshman or sophomore year. of college, and I remember just falling asleep the whole, it was like on the way back from Colorado, and I just,
Chivas are bomb.
Chivas are just passed out. Yeah. It was awesome. But, like, I mean, I'll usually hit a point where I just, like, fall asleep.
Yeah,
but
so you're a microdoser with edibles.
Yes, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Definitely. I'd rather take a little bit and then increase my dose just because edibles isn't, like, my way of going to medicate, you know.
So tell me this, have you experimented with CBD? And because this is a new experimentation for me and my body. I've started, like, with edibles, I've started using one-to-ones, and I feel like one-to-ones really just kick my ass versus straight THC edibles because my body feels it. Have you experimented with that, and do you like CBD with your THC?
By one-to-one, you mean, like, CBD to THC ratio?
Yes.
Before I had my card, when I was in Stillwater, I had a vaporizer, and when the CBD stores came in, I was going and buying CBD, and I liked it. I smoked it just like a CBD joint.
That's tight.
And it's basically all the same, like, it's all cannabis, just a different variety.
So how does it make just CBD flower, period, yeah, right?
How does that make you feel?
Okay.
Of CBD, it'll have tiny amounts of THC, under like 0.3.
Yeah, because I remember I smoked, I think I had with my sister once, and I felt like it didn't do what I wanted it to, so I like loaded a bowl of, like, you know, not just a CBD that I was smoking. So I wasn't sure how I felt about it, but that was, I don't know, I've grown since then on, like, what I like and know about it, so I'd be willing to just try it again.
I'm interested to try straight CBD flower. I feel like I obviously know that the THC has some psychoactive effect, but with CBD, does it have more of, like, a body effect? Like, obviously you don't feel anything in your head, but, like, do you feel anything in your head? Even like a mentality, because I know cannabis can help with my mentality, and, like, I can be in a horrible mood and then 180 smoke and be better. Does CBD, do you feel like, do the same?
I think it maybe just relaxed more muscles or just relax the body to a point where you're not, where you're able to just get comfortable, maybe more so than getting feeling high or feeling like your eyeballs are like glazy. You get real head high or something. But yeah, like from what I understand, like these different ratios will do so many different things, and there's more than just THC and CBD. It's all the terpenes and the other complex
good stuff
molecules. So it's like, it really will hit you.
Dope. Well, we need to do an episode on CBD versus THC. Or just like CBD, or smoke a CBD joint and see what's up. And
find the ones that are like right in between, too.
Yeah.
And then,
all right. Noted, brand. Make a little note.
Good idea.
The entourage effect.
Yes.
From what I hear, that's the term.
So we were just talking about music and creating music earlier. With using cannabis, how would you say that, like, affects, like, your love for music? And, like, I know you have, like, a little studio place in your house, and what do you love about that with weed and music?
Well, I definitely, like, try to get into kind of a flow or into more, like, in the moment whenever I'm jamming or, like, it helps really develop a good groove.
And weed, kind of just guides
weed,
you through.
Yeah, weed helps you kind of just, like, get your breathing aligned and, like, kind of get kind of on you, like, into, like, the meditative kind of jamming movement. And it kind of, just straight up get your breath going and relaxed, or it can kind of get you
put you in a good headspace. That's so fun.
So you must have smoked a lot of joints when you made our jingle, because our jingle's bomb.
Plenty of, like, coughing samples.
Love
and, like,
it.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
If you need any beats, guys, Jacob is your man. You can follow him on Instagram, at Jacob Jingleheimer. That was fun, even creating the intro. We all went back so much to figure out what we wanted to change, what kind of instruments we wanted, and
I loved it.
It was, and just so you guys know, we went to high school with Jacob, and that's how we know him. And I don't know about Brandon, but I hadn't seen him since high school, and Jacob and I didn't really talk in high school. Like, We were just a part of different we didn't. Groups. Yeah, we just didn't talk. I mean, it was fine. Yeah. But it's just cool how, like, we're connecting over...
Probably.
It's just cool that how we're connecting over, like, cannabis now, you know? Yeah. It's just, like, fast forward. I feel like this year I've connected with a lot of people from high school and just, like, my past that I haven't talked to in, like, seven, 8-plus years through cannabis.
Being adults. You know?
It's dope.
Yeah. I know, weird. Yeah. It's weird, but it's so cool.
I know. I love it.
And then we're just like, we're in Oklahoma, like a state where like no one ever thought you were going to be able to buy weed.
Exactly. And we're just sitting here chatting about it and smoking about it.
That's the coolest thing.
It really is.
Like, Oklahoma being kind of on the forefront.
It really is.
Like a place you wouldn't necessarily think.
Yeah. Maybe make a name for ourselves more than just tornadoes.
Yeah, it's like bringing in a bunch of money.
No.
Yes. Super important. And we have a lot of potential for hemp and to like heal the land and sequester carbon and like help the earth, basically. Like, this is a place where we grow a lot of stuff and
love that.
Yeah, I think it's a very big opportunity.
So big, I feel like. And it's, once it becomes, I feel like, federally legalized, it'll be like a game changer. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
well, yeah, I've heard a few sides versus like federal legalization, like just a few different arguments for and against by people in the industry. Like, it'll help certain large companies out or hurt them and help the but then there's a matter of who's grown and the quality. There's a lot more variables than I think I understand, but
In it being federally legal, like there's so much more to that and the way it'll affect people who are actually in the industry. Like, it might not be good for everyone, possibly.
That's
very interesting, you know?
That is. I guess I've never thought of it like that, which that's a really good point.
I would love my mind to be like opened more on that and enlightened. Yeah. I don't know enough, you know? Of course, I want it to be federally legal for everyone's sake and what it can do, but I would be interested in like interviewing or talking to someone about that.
Yeah, that would be a really good podcast.
If y'all know anybody, hit us up.
Taking so many notes.
I know. I really need to.
The legal side, like an overview of all the questions. And
yeah, for sure. So I'm going to switch the script a little bit. And so, Jacob, I know you're very like in touch with yourself, and I say this respectfully to all the guys listening. Not very many guys are like very like in touch with themselves, which it's not a bad thing. It's actually really good.
In touch with yourself, as in you know,
like you take the time and you like get to know what Jacob likes, what Jacob doesn't like
your spiritual side, maybe like to meditate.
So do you feel like cannabis, like, do you feel like it helps or affects relationships? Like, I know sometimes when I get into like an argument with somebody or get upset with somebody, I like to smoke about it before I jump back in. Like, do you find that it's helped your relationships, or that's my question.
Yeah, I feel that. I think definitely no matter the substance, it's how you're using it before it's about cannabis. Like, if it's to avoid the problem, then it's probably for the wrong reason. It probably just isn't going to work out and help. But if it's like it helps you communicate, or it helps you like feel something that you need to be feeling, I think it's a really great thing. And cannabis, like, it makes you, I think it like amplifies kind of emotions sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Totally.
Yeah.
Helped. I think overall it helps, I would say. I would go for the positive side of cannabis, just because it's such a good healing plant.
It is. And just like, I feel like cannabis just in relationships, whether it's like a romantic relationship or whether it's just, you know, with your homies or family or whatnot, there's so many different.
Totally.
And I feel like everyone is so different with them too on what relationship wise and how it helps. And I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a can rabbit hole. That's that you could dive into with amplifying.
Okay. So now we're going to end with a game of some ducking high. Are you ready, Jacob?
Yes. Got me thinking. I'm over here like,
what's
first of all, before we do ducking high questions, do we not hit on anything that maybe we want to like talk about, you know, or answer?
Jacob, is there anything, any advice you'd like to give our listeners? Anything you'd like to say?
Smoke.
Weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
That was Jacob.
Yes. Make sure you love people and smoke good weed and do it and work hard too.
Hell yeah.
Those are some solid points.
Words of advice.
Okay, so this Decking High game, Saba and I have previously played, as you guys know, because it was one of our podcast episodes. But we just thought it would be fun to like end this little convo with answering a few questions.
Jesus. Saba's
been smiling so much. Okay, so is this just, do I just read one card? I forgot.
We can each read one card, and you can pick the person you want to pick to answer.
I think you should not pick a person to answer. You're just going to openly answer it. Okay. That's very pressure.
I know, you're right.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to pull it out of the middle. That's a mindfuck card, actually.
Ooh. Read it.
Why have we never seen a commercial for Chinese food?
That's so true. Does Panda Express not have?
Panda's got to have one.
I don't think so. I'm about to Google it. Hang on.
I don't
know. Y'all stand by.
I mean, like, are you talking about, I mean, like, does Payway have one?
That's it. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen,
you know,
Payway or Panda commercial.
I mean, like, China King, like, you don't see them or having.
No. That's interesting.
I think we have been mindfucked.
We definitely have been mindfucked.
Wow. People love Chinese food.
It's true.
They don't need to.
It's true.
That is true. Oh, man. That kind of almost just solved. That was like a really great answer. Here, Jacob, your turn. Your stack.
There we go. Another mindfuck.
Ooh.
If you were incapable of farting, how would you prove it to your friends?
Incapable.
I don't even know. Like, how do you even prove that?
Just look really constipated or squeeze.
If you were incapable of farting, how would you prove that to your friends? I guess, is there a need to prove it?
How?
That's a great question.
Like, what is the circumstance? I don't know. That's just like.
Yeah, that wasn't that good.
You can ask one more, Jacob. Yeah. That was a bad one.
It's hard.
Okay.
Whoa, easy champ.
Which two celebrities would you like to see a boxing match? See in a boxing match. Ooh. Against each other?
George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Wow.
That would be a good one.
How did you just say that so fast?
I don't know, because they're both a little bit older and they're both very attractive. And it would just be a really good match, I feel like.
That's an interesting question. I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I don't care who I would. I don't know.
It's okay.
Here's a good one. If you got too high and disappeared for 3 days, where would we find you?
Ooh. There's two places.
And it's 3 days.
3 days. Colorado.
Where can you get in 3 days?
Probably Colorado.
I would like to say I'd probably be camping somewhere in the mountains, not just like in Oklahoma, but I don't know, Colorado, preferably somewhere, maybe like in the San Juans.
Maybe we could go together.
You might find me there. That'd be, yeah. Man, I'm like painting a picture in my mind right now. Yeah,
it would be a mountain.
Yeah.
Mountainous region. Colorado, for sure. Montana.
Ooh, I've never been to Montana.
Huge trees.
California. Northern California.
Yes.
Shout out.
Love California.
I'm glad we're all on the same nature page. Yeah. That's where you would find all of us.
Into the woods.
Yes.
Maybe like a really cool treehouse.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been in a treehouse? Like, apart from like when you're little?
I had like a fort when I was younger. My dad built. But nothing like a tree. Well, maybe once or twice, but nothing serious.
You know, there's some like badass Airbnbs in our tree houses.
They look really cool. There's actually like, what was it that I think it was maybe it was Seattle that I was looking. Somewhere has dope tree houses mm-hmm. that you can stay in. And it's like a whole like community. It's really cool.
Yeah, wow. I'm trying to go chill there.
Yeah, I'm trying to go chill there too. No,
straight up.
Okay, right. Go sub.
Okay. What would be the best food to deep fry and serve with a side of fries? That's a good question.
Best food to deep fry.
And serve with a side of fries.
It's like a State Fair of Oklahoma question.
Yep.
I don't ever buy the deep fried food there.
Brahms cheeseburger.
Ooh, that's
wow.
A good
deep fried and
Brahms.
Wow.
Let's
go.
Oh, I would have never thought of that.
That are chicken strips yeah. from Brahms. Again.
They're fried.
Yeah, they are.
Deep fried.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so you would just deep fry the battered.
Deep fry, though. Yeah. I still get you. I can't take that away. That's a good one. With the gravy. I'm sorry.
With the gravy, for sure.
That's good stuff.
All right, here's a think on your toes one. How many days until two Wednesdays from now? That one's kind of hard. Okay.
15.
I was going to say that too.
15?
Maybe. I don't know.
I was thinking like a Wednesday to a Wednesday. That's a week. And then a week. So that's 14 and it's 15 because one day after Wednesday today. So 15.
I think it's 14.
Okay. Because it's 8.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whoa.
7 and then 6.
Oh, crap.
To the Wednesday.
A Wednesday to a Wednesday is how many days?
7.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And so if
today's
it's
Thursday?
Yeah.
To Thursday and then to right before Thursday. So last day. So 7 and 6. 13. Well, we busted 15.
I know, because I was thinking like Wednesday to a Wednesday, 7 days. Another Wednesday to a Wednesday is 14 days. And then today's Thursday, so it's 15.
Yes, they are stoned, if you guys are wondering.
I don't know.
So 7 days. God. Thursday.
Okay, this is a good one. I'm gonna end with this question. Okay,
it's gonna create bother me now.
Comment below. If
it's please let us know what you think.
I bet you.
Okay, create a college degree based on your personality. What is it called? That's a good one.
That is
Master of the Stoned Arts.
Ooh, that's a good one, Jacob.
Shout out.
Wow. Thanks.
Jacob Jingleheimer for the win.
That would be so cool if you... Wow. You could literally teach a class like that, Jacob. I really think you could.
Definitely joint rolling. I can roll a joint.
Joint rolling 101. Mm. That would be Jacob's for sure.
Wow.
Brandon, what would be yours? Based on your personality?
What was the question again?
Create a college degree based on your personality. What is it called? Example, bachelor's degree in procrastination.
That's you, girl.
You're not wrong.
I don't know. I don't really know how to speak for myself on that. I don't know.
All right. Well, Brandon was bad at that question. Jacob killed it.
Ouch.
Okay. My last question. Jacob, what are you smoking on right now at home?
I just finished whatever you guys gave me.
What was that?
It was an indica.
I don't know. Name. There's two different ones.
It was from
Urban Out.
Urban Out.
Shout out to @UrbanOut.
Mm-hmm.
What did we just smoke on? That's what I'm smoking on.
The grape, I think, Brandon.
Well, so today, right now, we've been smoking on Cola Organics. Cola. And it's called Grape Day Cola. It's considered to be one of their sativas, is what they like to name it after they tested it and smoked
definitely
it.
Feeling like,
yeah.
That's just nervousness.
No, I think it's probably a little bit of both because I kind of felt, but then I'm also drinking this. So it's greens in a fistic. That, let me disclose. It's good for my body. But,
well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our journey. Thank you for our bomb ass jingle and putting together all of our episodes. We really appreciate you and we're excited to continue this journey with you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob, for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, guys. So we'll catch you next week for another episode. And until then, stay medicated. Mm-hmm.